All righty then, let us bring in Mike Kazi as we check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
You good?
Yep.
All right. Eli Manning is officially no longer the quarterback of the Giants, and they should have done that, actually, if they're going to do it two games, and they should have just done it before they even started the season. But he'll forever be in the lore as the best Giant quarterback ever, and also noted for going through a career that was just classy. He never did anything stupid or jackassy. So for those values, we'll miss him. But anyways, that was my take on that. Some people were outraged. You know, it was going to happen this year, whether it was 2, 4, or 6 games in. That's why it would have been nice to have him retire as a Giant without going through all this. But that's the way things are.
They're saving him embarrassment. He has no more arm strength. He has no mobility. There's no upside to him.
No.
That's it.
20, he's still a class guy. Class guy. And NFL needs more of him. Boy, I don't know. Where do you want to go in sports?
I want to go to a nice story. Mike Yastrzemski played in Fenway Park last night.
That's exactly right. I posted the picture of Yaz and his grandson there.
And he hit a home run.
Yeah, a monster home run.
I mean, do you realize how much pressure's been on this kid because of his last name?
Yeah.
And then he shows up at Fenway Park and he hits a home run. I mean,
did you see the fans?
They gave him a nice ovation his first at bat, and to his credit, the Giants had him lead off the game. So that's a good story. That's a real good story. In this age of sports where all you hear is bad things, here's a kid who had expectations from when he was 1 year old, and he made him to the major leagues, and he's a very productive player in the major leagues now, and to hit a home run playing left field in Fenway Park where your grandfather set records, triple crowns, unbelievable career that he had, Hall of Fame career. He comes out last night and performs the way he did. That's a movie.
Well, the whole thing about that, I don't know if you saw that. There was an article on it, but there was a picture of Yaz and his grandson standing there. The grandson was in his uniform, and Yaz had a Red Sox pullover on it. And you look at the two together, and I'll tell you, even though
they look the same.
Yeah, I said it's not father to son, but it's grandfather to son. And you take an old picture of Carl Yastrzemski and put it up, and they're dead ringers for one another.
Yeah, the face looks exactly the same. I root for this kid. I hope he does really well.
Oh, I hope he does really well, too. I think he's put into one of those weird positions in life where you're choosing your career, and you're one of the greatest ball players ever was your grandfather.
I mean, when you speak of baseball in Boston, one of the names that comes to mind is Carl Yastrzemski.
It most certainly is. And, it's a nice story. You're right. It's an absolute great story.
Yep.
All right. Where do you want to go from there?
Well, what's in the Yankees' water?
What do you mean?
All these guys get hurt. Betances was out, what, all year?
He
comes back, pitches one game, tears his Achilles.
Yeah.
See you later.
Landed on the foot one wrong way. Well, actually, it's probably a good thing to keep on.
The Yankees need any pitcher that's breathing. This was one of the guys they were counting on to come back and help them in the postseason without making any moves, and now that's blown up in their face. Severino threw well last night. He looked good on the mound. He had a lot of movement on his ball. He's thrown hard. It's yet to be seen if he can win a postseason game. So, you know, there's a lot of question marks for the Yankees, but last night they smoked the Angels, who were just playing out the string. And, the biggest thing you got to look at for them last night was Severino pitching well.
And, he did it. Well, you know, he'll get another, start or so before.
He'll probably get two more shots.
Yeah.
Well, it all depends. Like, he might get, he didn't throw long yesterday. He only threw a few innings, and that's probably what's going to happen another two times because – I don't know, but I would assume he'd be the starter for the first game, but that's just me guessing.
Servino, yeah, unless Hap keeps throwing the way he's throwing, because Hap's been over the past 10 games.
No, I think Paxson's been throwing better than Hap. If anybody besides Severino's going to start, I think it would have to be Paxson.
One of them's got 9 wins in a row, so I don't know which one it is. With that's the one that...
I don't know which one has 9 wins in a row, but if I had to start Hap or Paxson, I start Paxson.
All right. So what else here?
Tampa Bay Rays are sliding. A bad time of the year to lose 2 in a row, especially when the Indians won 2 in a row and it looked like the Indians were fading into oblivion. They're only a half game now behind Tampa Bay. So that second spot to play the Oakland A's in the play-in game is tightening up a little bit, because Oakland looks like they're going to get it. They're still playing well. They've won 8 out of their last 10. I can't see them fading away with 10 games left in the season. So I think Oakland, and right now it's going to be a dogfight between Tampa and Cleveland, and it's a dogfight with Milwaukee and Chicago. Once Yelich got hurt, and me included, wrote them off as talking about the Brewers, but they've won 4 in a row and 9 out of their last 10, and they've come to a tie with the Brewers. And the Nationals, who are just playing 500 ball right now, they're only a game and a half ahead of both the Brewers and the Cubs. So things are really tightening up in the National League for those two spots for the play-in game.
It's a fun time of the year. You can get to put your winter parka on and watch baseball in the Northeast.
It's interesting, but of all these teams, the two that are in first right now are the two teams that might be the only ones that have a say playing against division winners, and that's the A's and the Nationals. The Nationals have the pitching staff that any team could fear them. And the A's, they just hit the ball, and they have decent pitching. And if they end the season now, it's Oakland A's are going to be playing either Houston or the Yankees, and they've had a lot of success against both teams this year. So the American League, believe me, the Yankees and the Astros both don't want to play the A's in the first round.